visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Refresh radio program. This is a ministry of Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. If you want to give us a call, 321-454-4263. We'll get you to our voicemail more than likely. We only have someone in the office a couple of set times during the week. Outside of that, we're in, we're out, we're all around, we are everywhere. if you have a praise report or a prayer request that you would like to share with us, we had a couple of praise reports that we were sharing with people a couple of weeks ago. People from the church had been able to lead to Jesus or were a part of that process, and now those people were leading other people to Jesus. That was very exciting. Other people at the church had been able to pray for and had been healed. That was very exciting. And so we are always looking for a reason to rejoice. We're going to talk about that a little bit more today. We're talking about don't be deceived. Don't deceive ourselves. I've titled it the DBD series, not DVD, but DBD. And so we're going to be talking today about some things that we can do that will keep us from deceiving ourselves or being deceived. And we want to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And because we are in September, that means we are closer to cooler weather. And I am very, very excited about that. But one thing I have found is that, you know, we can have cold weather in October. That's the earliest I remember a cold front coming through. But it was really cold. And we can have hot weather in December. And our air conditioners don't really care what time of the year it is. If there's a part that is going to malfunction, it's going to malfunction. And so, even though we are hopefully just weeks away from cooler weather, your AC might say, you know what? I need a vacation and I want to take some time off. And if that happens, you need to call the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. And they can book your air conditioner a different itinerary, one which will cause your air conditioner to get back to work, keeping you cool and comfortable in whatever temperature we might find ourselves, no matter what the humidity might be outside. The other day I was driving down the road and it was like, ooh, a cold front. It was like 86. And I was like, man, you know, I think it was 89. I said, you know, it's really hot outside when 89 feels like a cold front. And about 30 minutes later, it was 93 and it wasn't a cold front anymore. And I'm telling you, you want to do whatever is necessary to stay cool during this very, very warm part of the season. So give Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, and let them get you back to where you need to be. So we're going to go back today to Galatians, the sixth chapter, Galatians chapter six. We read verses 1-10 yesterday. We got all the way through verse 3. Actually, when the discussion started, we started in verse 3. We didn't get very far yesterday. So let me take you back there again today. And want to let you know, we do have our Bible study tonight. We also have youth group tonight at 7. We would love to have you come and be a part of whichever one of those is your appropriate age group. So verse number 1, Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So we talked on yesterday's program about if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. And verse number 4 says, but. So there is a conjunction there. That's the English grammar description of the word but. It is a conjunction. It ties in the previous thought with this latter thought. And it gives a contrasting option, and that is that we don't have to think of ourselves as something when we are nothing and deceive ourselves, but let each one examine his own work. So we don't want to have that misleading mindset that causes us to think that we're something when we're nothing. As a believer, we're not supposed to think of ourselves as nothing when we're actually children of the Most High God. But instead, we are supposed to examine, that's what it says in verse number 4, our own work. We are supposed to test to approve our own work. When they go through all of those analytics before a launch out at the Space Center, they are not going through those tests to prove that something is wrong. They are going through all of those tests to make sure that they are functioning correctly, that there is not a problem. They don't expect to find a problem. If they expected to find a problem, they would have already gone and repaired that. So you and I, we are supposed to test ourselves so that we pass the test. And the subject of the test is not our intentions, not our motives, but it is our own work. Things that you and I have been created by God to do. Each one of the believers in the kingdom of God have a purpose. It's not just the pastor that has a purpose. It's not just the secretary or the worship leader or the Sunday school teacher or the board members. Every person who has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior has a kingdom purpose that God is looking to work in us and through us to accomplish. The reality that there are over 7 billion people on the earth right now, and on roughly half of them have never heard about Jesus, means that there is a breakdown in the fulfillment of God-given purpose throughout the body of Christ. And we can't afford for that trend to continue. The population is increasing at an exponential rate. The population in Florida is increasing at a very rapid rate. We can't afford for people sitting in our church pews and just twiddling their thumbs anymore, singing Kumbaya, while the rest of the world is living in an unsaved condition. We've got to be about the Master's business. I find it very interesting that at 12 years old, Jesus is like, look, there's kingdom business that needs to be done. His parents said, okay, but you've got to come back. You've got to finish your preparation. And at 30, when roughly around 30, when Jesus began his ministry, then it was, I mean, the kingdom of heaven was moving in a powerful way. Jesus accomplished more in 3 years than I believe it's the book of John that describes, says, if everything that Jesus did was written down in a book, there wouldn't be enough room in the earth to contain all of the books. And so we need to say, you know what? Jesus was very serious about kingdom business. And you say, oh, that's because he was the Son of God. Well, we're children of the Most High God. The most important task that we have in front of us is the God-given task that he redeemed us for. And so we need to know what that is. If you haven't set out to explore what your purpose is, if you have pulled your feet up into the bed like Jacob and say, you know what, I'm just waiting to die, I want you to know it's time to put your feet back on the floor and say, let's get after it again. Let's build the kingdom of God. I want to be one of those people that is still speaking life to people, still telling others about Jesus, still living out the gospel, as long as I have the capabilities of doing so. And so you have a purpose. Examine your own work to make sure that we're not deceiving ourselves. If you are of the mindset that you do not have a God-given purpose, you are living in a false mindset. If you think God could never use me, look, he is looking for the available. That's what he's looking for. If you are available, God will use you. God will use you. And so we need to be testing to make sure that we're not just, you know, sitting around twiddling our thumbs. We're actually out there doing the king's business. Now, it says something very interesting here, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. I love to watch sports. I love Oklahoma football. I love the Green Bay Packers, although sometimes I don't feel like watching NFL whenever they lose perspective on on their role in society, their role of entertainment. I'm not all that big on movies, but sometimes people in the entertainment sphere tend to lose their perspective on what they're getting paid to do, and that's entertain people. You know, sometimes people believe their own self-importance, and so I lose some of that. But I have discovered this great reality from being a sports fan, from baseball, college football, softball, NFL, NBA, golf, you name it, I've learned it. And that is this: if the team that I'm rooting for wins, it hasn't changed my life one bit. And if the team that I'm rooting for loses, it doesn't change my life one bit. That's because there are so many people who are living vicariously through their teams. And so if their team succeeds, they start rejoicing as if they've just accomplished some tremendous feat. I want you to know, God is looking to function in our lives in such a way that we recognize we're not the spectators, we're the participants actually on the field. We're the people getting to play the game. When I was playing football in middle school, I was still very, very small. And so they didn't think I could do much. Although one time I did make a tackle in practice, and the coach came over. I'll never forget this. The coach came over, stopped practice, called everybody around, lifted me up by my shoulder pads, held me up over his head, and said, "That was the best tackle that I have seen in practice today." A little while later, I didn't have the same form, and I was laying on the ground injured, and he wasn't saying that it was a perfect tackle anymore. I did have some, I had a game-winning interception one day. It wasn't that I scored a touchdown, but because of the fact that I intercepted the ball, our team won. I love playing the game, and I hate to lose. I hate to lose. And so I want to encourage you that you and I, instead of thinking of ourselves to be something when we are nothing, but when we realize that Christ is living inside of us, he's given us a task to do, that whenever he sends us out like he did the disciples and we come back and we have seen demons flee and we've seen souls saved, we've seen people healed and signs and wonders taking place, whenever you've seen kingdom victories, you get to rejoice. Say, look what God did. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. God partnered with me to change someone's eternal destiny. I'm telling you, folks, there's nothing like, there is no sports thrill that can compare to spiritual victories when God works through his people by his Spirit. Okay? And so I want you to know, the devil will lie to you to keep you from doing kingdom business because he wants you miserable. He wants you feeling as if you don't have any purpose. He wants you thinking that when God was doling out gifts to each member of the body of Christ, severally as he will, that he overlooked you. That's what the devil will try and get you to believe. But don't you believe it. It's a lie. You are gifted by God, strategically positioned by God, so that God can work through you, change someone's eternity, and you and I will get to rejoice. A lot of people miss the celebrating aspect of being a Christian. In the Old Testament, we called them festivals, I think is what it was called in the King James Version. But in modern translations, they call it celebrations. There was a great deal of joy. There was a great deal of festivities that went on there. It was a jubilant time. The kingdom of God is still righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is a great celebration to be able to be a child of God. And so whenever we get to celebrate a victory, let's celebrate a victory. And let's celebrate the fact that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Verse number 5, for each one shall bear his own load. Now, when I was going through this, I read verse number 5, and it immediately took me back up to verse number 2, where it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I said, how can we both be everybody carrying their own load and people bearing one another's burdens? Well, verse number 2 is in relation to verse number 1, where a person has fallen in sin and they need spiritual restoration. They're not in a position at that point in time to do everything the way that they've always done it. They've been compromised. They're fallen. What they need ministry rather than to be doing ministry at that point in time. If you ever find yourself in a position of needing ministry, please get it. Don't be afraid to go to your pastor. You know, I remember hearing some rather high profile minister several decades ago say, you don't need to pray for me. Well, guess what? His lifestyle would later demonstrate he needed people to be praying for him. There were all sorts of things that were out of line. He needed ministry, and then he didn't get it And it was not pretty. If you need ministry, find your pastor, find some, if you're a lady, find the women's ministries director, the pastor's wife at the church, some other godly ladies in your church, and say, look, I need you to join me in getting victory over this issue that I've got in my life. Okay. But when we have been restored, when we have been healed, when we have been repositioned in the body of Christ with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords living inside of us, we have an assignment from God that we need to fulfill. But please don't invert the two situations. You can't put ministry to others before being ministered to yourself. We are called to minister out of the abundance of our relationship with God, not out of our desperation. Okay. God wants us to share the things we've heard, the things that we've seen. He wants to share the old truths that we've learned, but he also wants to share with us things that are brand new to us. And so we have this dual responsibility where everybody is supposed to be there for the other members of the body of Christ, but every member of the body of Christ should also be stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, am I ready? Pastor, am I ready to step out and do this? Because I want to shoulder my load. Do you know that most studies show that in a church, no matter what size it is, that only roughly 15 to 20% of the congregation is actively engaged in any ministry of any type? That's not enough. Those numbers are too low. Can I tell you what happens because of that? There's ministry that goes undone, and there are people who are ministering that are doing what they're supposed to be doing, plus they're doing what others are supposed to be doing but aren't doing, and as a result, they end up becoming overextended and they get worn out spiritually. And if they're not careful, if their pastor isn't careful, then they can become a spiritual casualty themselves because they had a heart to reach hurting people and they were just trying to fill the gap for all of those unmet ministry. So at Merit Assembly of God, I try and watch out for people, and I've got no problem canceling a service. If I look around and I see that the people who are giving it their all are tired and they need some physical rest, I canceled a service here a couple of weeks ago. I did, because I could look around. I could tell you which group of people wasn't going to be there. I could tell you which group of people were going to be there at that service. And I knew what they were going through. And what they needed was a chance to catch their breath. The solution to ministry is not people doing more. It's about more people actively doing what God called them to be doing. Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. You are vitally important to God's plan for reaching this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're in the starting lineup. Have you ever watched a football game, and all of a sudden the team with the ball looks out there and they see that the opponent doesn't have all of their players on the field? You know what you do at that point in time? You figure out where the area of weakness is, and you attack that gap, that weakness that is right there. That's what the kingdom of darkness does to the body of Christ on a regular basis. You know what? I believe that there are people who have been saved, and you've watched God as he's brought in your unsaved family members, and you've seen him heal, and you've seen him do miracles, but you've never told anybody about it. You've never stepped up and say, you know what, God, I think I can do something. Don't be afraid to start cleaning the toilets. I love to share this story. I read a book one time, and it was written by the CEO of a corporation, and he said, when I started, I was the janitor. I was the person cleaning the toilets. I just read another news story. That first one was right out of a church ministry. This guy had really risen in prominence. I saw something in a non-church related avenue where the person who is now the assistant principal of a school had started off as the janitor at that school however many years ago. Jump in. Get your feet wet. Get involved. You are important. If you're helping with the facilities, that is crucially important. What I wouldn't have given over the past 27 years if there was somebody who said, you know what, I'm in the construction field. Pastor, don't worry about this building. We're going to get it whipped into shape. I mean, our building is looking really, really good now, but there's been a lot of hard lessons along the way. Everybody has something to offer. I went up to my pastor one time. He said, we're looking for fourth, fifth, and sixth, or we're looking for Sunday school teachers. And I knew that God had called me to be in the ministry. And so I went up to him after service and I said, I'd like to volunteer to be a Sunday school teacher. And he didn't say anything to me for a while. After a while, after he watched and saw that I was serious and not just responding emotionally, he said, we want you to teach fourth, fifth, and sixth grade boys. Now, I'm going to tell you something that he didn't tell me, and that's fourth, fifth, and sixth grade boys is the most challenging Sunday school class in any church. It's a handful. But I went in there, started teaching those boys. Next thing I knew, I was doing children's church. Next thing I knew, I was in youth. Next thing I knew, I was on staff, and then eventually found my way to pastor, and eventually here on to WMIE Radio. Get in, get your feet wet. God loves you. He wants you on the starting team, and he can't wait for you to rejoice in what he does through you. See you next
time.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Treasure what matters most. Let the glory.